Welcome back to Ravens Report. Happy to be joined by Ravens defensive lineman slash outside linebacker slash unique talent, Elvis Dumervil. Elvis, I don't know that a position applies to you. I mean, yes, you've made your living as a pass rusher, but do you think of yourself as a guy who plays a position or just as an impact player?
Yeah, I like to go just trying to be disruptive. Play linebacker, I play DN as they were listed, but like you said, I just go out and just rush the quarterback and try to make plays.
9.5 sacks so far this season. That number jumps off the page at you. Are you living up to what you expected to do so far this season?
You know, there's always room for improvement. The main thing in towards the end of the year is just try to stay healthy and make a good push towards the end.
The Ravens as a team, sixth seed at the moment, nobody's considering the Ravens a big favorite for the postseason. Last year, this time of the year, you played for the postseason favorite. What can you draw on the fact that maybe there's an edge to not being the favorite in December that you can share with your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, because you get a first-round bye, you expect people to come in and me just roll over, which is not the case. Obviously, Baltimore came in last year and beat Denver in Denver. It's all about momentum going in preparation. Sometimes having a big break, maybe not the best case. I think statistics shows the last 5-6 years, the teams with fifth, sixth seeds actually went on and went to the Super Bowl.
Momentum is a key word I want to pick up on there. This defense that you're a part of now seems to be getting momentum week after week after week. Is this a defense that could eventually be considered great?
We got a lot of room for that, but I think we're doing some good things. It's too early still. I know it was towards the end of the year, but we got to still finish. But I think we have done good things. But we got to continue to finish this out, and we'll see what happens towards the end.
Everybody in the league sees the edge pressure the Ravens bring, and they see you on one edge and Terrell Suggs on the other. Doing a little research, discovered the fact that you are also 1 and 2 in college for the most sacks in a season. You're number 2. He's number 1. Did you ever think you guys would wind up on the same team?
It's crazy. No, actually, we had the same agent coming out of college, too. And that was a pitch when he had Terrell, and I came out a year or two later. That's who he was selling to me. I was like, yeah, okay, well, I think I can deal with you. And so that's how that happened. But, yeah, it's ironic, man. Bronco Nagurski, it's a couple of things we have in common, yeah.
And college is the real deal for you. I know you've gone back to try to finish up your degree. What was the motivation there?
I just always wanted to finish, man. I think it's important, man. After football, you got to have something to prove that you accomplish. And it goes back to finishing. I think having a degree, it shows that you was able to finish something. So this is my last semester. I got one class left and feeling good about that.
And what will the degree be in?
Justice Administration.
Outstanding. Have you enjoyed the experience? Because it's a lot of work off the field, right?
Right, it is.
Now, you're a guy, I would say, of few words and a lot of actions. Fair description?
Fair.
So I'm going to try to whittle this down to as few words as possible for you with a little game of either or. I'll fire the options at you. You tell me which one you settle on. Ready?
Great.
Playing games in extreme heat or bitter cold?
Cold.
Take it. Comedy or horror movie?
Ooh. Horror.
Live band or DJ?
Live.
Winter or Summer Olympics?
Summer Olympics.
Dwight Freeney or Lawrence Taylor?
Man. Get King against Lawrence Taylor.
Eat in or eat out?
Eat in.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Tough one. Probably chocolate.
This is the one that describes everything to me. PC or Mac?
I am a Mac guy. So.
Good answer. I'm a Mac guy, too. All right. Three-point shot or slam dunk?
It's a nice dagger. 3 points is more lethal.
You're a Louisville guy. Denny Crum or Rick Pitino?
You can't go against Rick Pitino, man.
You're a college guy. Statistics or trigonometry?
I like numbers. Statistics.
Good call, especially since you rack so many of them up. Sacking a quarterback or stripping the ball from a quarterback?
Stripping.
Nice. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Half full or half empty?
Half full.
Plane or train?
Train.
Raw or well done?
Well done.
Seafood or steak?
I like seafood.
Super Bowl or Pro Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Bam. Good answers. All right. So back to the pursuit of getting to the Super Bowl. A trip last year that the Ravens disrupted for you. A trip this year you hope to make with this Ravens team. with your experience, as I look in the last couple of years, the team that was favored last year in October was the Texans. December, it was probably Denver. Mm-hmm. January, it was likely New England. Do you take anything away from that of, man, just block out all that stuff and win this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's not what's being mentioned on the paper or the stat sheet, man. It's about guys playing between the lines. And it just, you know, everything has to click, man. It just has to be, it's all about timing. That's one thing I've learned. It's all about timing because everyone in the NFL is capable. Everybody has good players, and it's about that particular moment, that day, who takes advantage of it.
You'll see Adrian Peterson this week with the Vikings. He's a unique talent, obviously the starting point of their offense. As an edge rusher, do you have to change your approach at all so that you don't leave too big a gap for a guy like Adrian Peterson to find?
Absolutely. You got to squeeze and contain with a run mindset because a guy like that has vision to go anywhere. So we got to make sure we wrap pack him, meaning swarm into the ball and get into him.
We played either or, and you mentioned tough to go against Lawrence Taylor, up against Dwight Freeney. But I know Dwight Freeney was kind of one of those guys that you chased in terms of ability. Do you feel like your career has followed the path and that you guys have reshaped the way defenses look? I guess what I'm getting at is, if I bump into you in the mall, I don't necessarily think, yeah, that guy's the biggest, baddest pass rusher on the planet.
Yeah, you can say that Freeney definitely opened the door for that, undersized guys, as you would call it. But he had great, great first step and leverage. And that's one of the things going in college. I watched a lot of film of Dwight Freeney.
There is a unique situation you find yourself in coming from Denver to Baltimore, along with Brandon Stokley. As far as I can tell, you're the only two guys in NFL history who have played on teams with general managers that are in the Hall of Fame as players, John Elway and Ozzie Newsome. Have you had a chance to sit down with either one of those guys at length and kind of tap into their wealth of knowledge and experience?
Yeah, I'm always trying to soak it in, man. I have conversations with Elway when I was in Denver, and I've had a conversation with Ozzie. I think both guys are great, and you can see why they did what they did in their respective time.
Last week at halftime, a very special performance by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. It's kind of the emblematic of what's going on in Baltimore these days. Everybody wants to be a part of the Ravens. Have you found the unique feature in this town that the Ravens also want to be a part of the community? Because I know you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's amazing, man. It's great, the atmosphere, the community. It's good to see that, you know. And it's just diehards here, and it's good to see the organization, which, you know, everyone knew, even though when I was in Denver, it's been in such a first class, and actually seeing it is, you know, I'm not surprised.
There was a group called the Orchids who were playing with the BSO last week at halftime at Thanksgiving, and I know you've been involved in helping them out. What resonated with you there?
I think they came out in practice, man, and they performed for us. And I just thought it was cool, man. It was, you know, I think whenever you have passion for whatever you do, no matter where you come from, it's in your heart. And I just had it in my heart to help them at that particular moment with, like, you know, better equipment. But just to be able to improvise and do things for what you have, I think that's pretty cool.
Sounds like a perfect description for your career and your excellence. Elvis, thanks for sharing your passion
with
us.
Thank you.
When we come back, a last look at the challenge ahead for the Ravens when they face the Vikings Sunday at M&T as Ravens Report rolls off.